limitations, what are his problems, and also what are his successes, and what is it that we need to do to keep on improving this particular situation. As you are aware, these interventions are escalating. Tomorrow, as this committee, we will be considering a dissolution of a municipality in the Northern Cape. A notice has been sent before us, and tomorrow we will engage with that situation. My point is that these interventions are escalating, and we need to find a mechanism as Parliament to improve the situation and to work hand in glove with the national government, the provincial government, as well as the municipalities in dealing with those particular matters. That is one important aspect that is on the table for us this afternoon to deal with. The second aspect that we want to deal with is a follow-up meeting on the Bojanala Platinum District Municipality with all its stakeholders and those that we engage with on this matter of the 134 million rand that was allegedly erroneously deposited in one municipality instead of the other municipalities. This is what we are going to do for the purpose of this meeting. Having said that, I just want to check with Moss, your attention. Are there any apologies the apology from the Honorable Premier of the Northwest Province? Because given the nature of the problems in the Northwest and the number of municipalities that are under administration, we have invited the head of government in the name of the Premier as well to be part of this meeting. I received a letter from the Premier yesterday indicating that he can't honor this invitation because he has prior commitments, and we understand that. It's okay. The capable MECs are here this afternoon to can engage with us on the matters that are on the table. On that note, Moss, is there any other apology that we need to note, especially from honourable members? Moss?
Tell me.
Is there any be in a meeting, Moss?
Yes, I am in a meeting. Check. Let me check the
Moss Mamele. There is a person by the name of Kitso L. Kitso L, yes, please. Moss, is there any apology from members of this committee? Okay, let us leave that aspect and so that we proceed. In as Moses explained to us in this meeting before we started, can I invite the Honorable MEC to just explain why the municipalities are not part of this meeting? Because we were expecting that the municipalities must form part of this meeting. Over to you, Honorable MEC, to Mimiwa.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members. Greetings to you all and my colleague, Judith, who are here, administrators and the mayor, district mayor from Bojanala. The Temutoko would be in a position to relate to us why are they not in this meeting, Chair, because this communique arrived in his office. I think he has, he is at liberty to can explain why are we not having some of them in this meeting chair? If you allow me, Natemo Doko is the HOD from Costa. If he can be able to explain why are they not here. Thank you.
Okay. Over to you, HOD.
Good afternoon, Chairperson. Good afternoon, members. Good afternoon, MECs. Chairperson of SALGA, mayors and colleagues. Chair, we have sent the invitation that was sent to us. We forwarded it to the municipalities concerned, and we were expecting them to be on this platform. My office has not received any apology from any of the municipalities that they will not be able to join. So that's...
This is very strange that all municipalities are not here, not even one of them. Could there be a specific problem? Well, I don't know. I fail to understand this, that out of 13 municipalities that your provincial government has placed them under administration, none of them is part of this meeting, but despite the fact that we've invited them.
Sorry, Chair, I just indicate my attendance to the fellow from Madibeng at district.
Is
Order, Chair.
Yes.
Sorry, can you please ask the accounting officer not to address the house with the car moving? It's a problem. There's feedback. Thanks, Chair.
Yes, Administrator Munapula, please just take care of that aspect. And when you are driving, can you kindly just switch off your ears? You must switch your video if you are driving. It's one of the rules for this meeting. If you are driving, hide yourself, and at the time that you speak, the vehicle must be stationary. I think it helps the meeting in that sense. It's okay, I think we are going to proceed, but let's proceed on this note that the department must favor my office with copies of all the invitations to the municipalities, all the 13 municipalities, so that we ourselves got to understand this situation better and find ways in which we can intervene, because none of organs of state, including municipalities and provincial governments, have got the right to undermine the invitation by Parliament. If we kindly invite them as we have done, and they fail to attend the meetings, or they disrespect or undermine our invitation, we will summon them, we will subpoena them, we will force them to attend our meetings, because these meetings are very much important. We'll go to court and request the court to force them. And if they don't comply, they will be charged with contempt of court. Because this is Parliament, and Parliament must be respected. The decorum of Parliament must be respected. But as a starting point, I would love that the department favor us with the copies of the invitation to all these 13 municipalities which were supposed to be part of this meeting. Before we proceed, I see the hand of Honorable Teto up and Honorable Nita before we proceed with the meeting.
Myself, Chair.
Sorry?
Honorable Sheikh.
Oh, Honorable Sheikh as well. Yes.
Michalakis as well, please, Chair.
Before we proceed, yes. Can I take those hands in that order, Honorable Teto?
Thank you very much, Chair, for the opportunity, and morning, colleagues and members in the House from different, from Northwest and from different provinces. Chair, afternoon. I've got a concern, Chair, about this meeting of today. The first thing that concerns me is this 72 pages that you have just sent us. Now, what you will, as I was quiet, I was trying to grapple about this document. I remember it's been more than 2 weeks now that they were given a space to compile this report, this document, and give it to us, particularly Northwest. I don't think this province is taking us serious, because how are we going to engage on a document like this in this short space of time? Secondly, the councillors that the municipality that are affected, they're not here. I support, Chair, that something must be done about Northwest. This is totally undermining the organization, especially the NCOP, when we are dealing with our own work. I don't think, Chair, that we must continue dealing with this. We're dealing with Northwest with their soft gloves. We need to take off our gloves when dealing with this municipality, with this province. They've really undermined the NCOP. They've shown not, they've just disrespected us at all. So I don't think, Chair, this meeting must continue. Then we must set up our own time. We give them another date to come after we've gone through this document, so that we will send to you even question, even before they come here, we can also finish to you, Chair, in particular. Thank you very much, Chair.
Okay. Honorable
Linda. Thanks, Chair. In support of what Honorable Mthethwa is saying, Chair, if you recall our discussion with the municipality and the MEC, we have asked them to, when they come back, to furnish us with the Section 134 reports and also give us an account as to what have they done in terms of those outcome of the report, consequent management in terms of the report itself. When in the short space of time that they have given us, we picked up that there is nothing like that contained in their report, which I am adding to what Honorable Mthethwa is saying, that we cannot consider this report. We want it to, we would like the chair to reschedule their meeting and make sure that they add the report that we have asked them to, the forensic report and the step that they have taken in terms of the report itself. Thank you very much.
Okay. Honorable Shahid.
Yeah, no, thank you very much, Chairperson. Chairperson, Honorable Mthethwa and Honorable Ngwita have covered me to a very large extent, but I think, Chair, we must remind this province that we're fulfilling a constitutional obligation. And I think it's also in terms of Section 139(2)(c), where we're required, it's a constitutional obligation where we're required to review interventions, and I think the province needs to prepare appropriately and provide us with information well in advance. And I want to agree with the sentiments that indeed I don't think we've been taken seriously on this matter. And I think in terms of the forensic investigation report, Chair, I think even while I agree that we should not continue with this meeting, but I think the province should at least tell us what, where is that report and why, and if the investigation has been done, why is that report not, why has that report not been sent to us, Chair? Yeah, Chair, I think it, I'm covered. Thank you, Chairperson.
Okay. The last speaker was you, Honorable Mikalakis.
Yes, thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I was covered by my honourable colleagues who've spoken before me with regards to the suitability of continuing with the meeting under the current circumstances. Chairperson, but I just have one other question for clarity. As far as I am aware, some of the departments within the province are currently also under administration, section 100 administration. I just need clarity if this department is one of them. I believe it is. And if that is the case, then I do think that we need to also invite the national department to also come and brief. If the department in the province is under administration, I'm not quite sure whether we can entrust the reporting to them solely. But with regards to the suitability of continuing under the circumstances I've been covered by my colleagues, I do think that we need to request the province to do a proper job of this so that we can interrogate the interventions properly. Thank you, Chair.
Any other contribution, or are you all done?
Chair.
Our comrades, Honourable Stilek, and who have right to speak?
Don't contact me, don't let me get fired here.
Karim Fesel, Chair.
I was not part of the oversight visit to Northwest, but what I've heard on the return,
that
some of the
a very disruptive echo behind your just try to check what could be the problem.
How is it now, Chair?
Yes. We'll start. Continue.
Okay. Like I was saying, on the return, some of the members of the select committee shared that they were not welcomed. And even in one municipality, I don't know whether it was in Northwest, when they wanted to address them, they had a council meeting. So, and they were rude towards the member of the NCOP. So now, Chair, and for them, they got off scot-free, and now they are doing it for the second time. Northwest is still doing us, undermining us. And now the question that I'm asking myself, Chair, what guarantee do we have that municipalities, all 14 of them that we're supposed to interrogate today, will actually come to us? Because it can never be acceptable, even for the province, to send an invite to these municipalities, and these municipalities don't even send letters of acknowledgement. They don't even follow up whether they have received the invite, whether they will be here. And Chair, that's why we find ourselves in this situation, that our interventions are not actually yielding the results that we want. Because these municipalities are just continuing as business as usual. So when we consider how we're going to deal with it, we need to make an example about Northwest. And I don't know how we're going to do that, but it's not just good and well for them to come to us and account, but we must show them that we are serious, and whatever they are doing, they are not putting the interests of the people, you know, in the forefront. They are just doing as they want. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Honourable Professor.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Honourable Chair, I am from Northwest, and I am really embarrassed about what we have received here today, because this is not acceptable. And this is a tendency in Northwest of submitting in all councils. When you walk in, you will receive the agenda of the meeting on your walk-in. When they have to submit their annual reports and their reports to the provincial government, it is always late, and they allow them to even for 10 consecutive years refrain from submitting their legislative documents, their statutory obligations. So it's a tendency in Northwest not to comply with constitutional obligations. The fact that they sent us a 72-page report that we received 10 minutes before we have to start a meeting is absolutely disrespectful. We cannot allow this, and Northwest should get their act together and bring... They are some of the worst... They've got the worst performing municipalities in the country. And yet, now we see it also in the provincial legislature. So we need them to send them back. I agree with my colleagues. We have to send them back. They have to return to us, and they will have to be prepared. And if the mayors must be here, the mayors must be here. That is what the committee requested them, and they have to comply with that. So I also agree with my colleagues. This is not on. We cannot allow this meeting to continue. Thank you, Chair.
All right. Thank you, honourable members. May I invite both the two MECs to specifically address us on the issues that honourable members have raised. One key issue is, why has this report only served us an hour before the start of this meeting? The general practice is that we get this report 5 days or 4 days before that. I may also remind this meeting that when we postponed this meeting in June about the Northwest, all the municipalities were invited. Actually, some of them had locked in because we postponed that meeting the very same day. It was Northwest and the Eastern Cape. And that we have dealt with the Eastern Cape quite properly last week. We engaged them. We are done with the Eastern Cape, it's only Northwest. That Northwest was quite aware that it must be the municipalities of the Northwest, all of them, to attend, because last time they had invited all the municipalities, they must address us specifically on this particular issue. But two, why has the report only served for this committee? Because I guess that this report was readily available in June. Why are they only serving this committee an hour before the start of the meeting? Three, I think we need to be addressed on the matter relating to Bojanala specifically. Why the report of Bojanala is not part of this meeting, including the forensic report, because I remember that when we were in the meeting, specifically the Minister for Finance said, as soon as the report is complete, we will be favored with that report. And in that meeting, we agreed that it will happen 2 weeks or so after the investigation was completed. And I think it is quite fair and proper that this meeting is addressed on when was the forensic investigation completed, and why the NCOP has not received that report. Based on that explanation that we will get from the province, we will then decide what is the way forward regarding this meeting. I think it is only fair that we allow the province to address us on those particular aspects, specific aspects as members raised. Over to you, MECs, Honorable MECs. Hello, let me start with MEC Tumuiwa. Your thing is disruptive. I see Moses M. Yes, mute. Honorable, would you let me go over to you? Hello? Hello? Honorable MEC? Let me give over to Honorable MEC Mutlalepilo Khosha.
No, thank you very much, Chair, for the meeting, and good afternoon, Chair, and honorable members of the Select Committee, and my colleague. I think, Chair, maybe before I give an explanation, we are having a load shedding, so we have connection problems. Maybe that's why MEC is not, you can't hear. She might have disconnected, because I've also been disconnecting from time to time, and I also had to look for another place just to get the connection. Honorable Chair, I think I'm going to speak to the issue of the forensic report. That the forensic report is true, it was concluded. It was concluded around end of around June, mid June. We were presented with that, and after the presented, we briefed the chairperson of EXCO, the premier. We then agreed that to process it to the MEC. Kekhakilo was still alive, was still there. MEC Kekhakilo. We then discussed with MEC Kekhakilo that he will have, because what we did, we handed over the report to COPTA, and we then agreed with MEC Kekhakilo that he will do the letter and then we'll submit the report.
Thank you very nonetheless, much. Thank you very much.
Honorable, just wait a minute. That, you will come after Honorable Osho.
I'm having challenges of network.
I understand that. Honorable Mwiwa, I'll invite you to speak when we are ready to do so. Just wait a minute. I'll come back to you. Continue, Honorable Mwiwa.
Yeah, so we have not yet, I must apologize, Chair, for that we did not submit the report. I actually recall now when I talked to the HOD that the report has not been transmitted to the NCOP, but the report is ready, it's been completed. And we have briefed the council, we've handed myself and MEC Kekhakilo, we did take the report to council of Bojanala. The council have accepted the report. Disciplinary proceedings are in progress. So we can bring that report, Chair, and also keep abreast with the NCOP, the members with the report. We can avail that report. Lastly, Chair, the report has also, because after we concluded around July, mid-July, the law enforcement agencies, the Hawks, have requested the report. We've shared the report with them as well. So it is with the Hawks as well. So the disciplinary processes are running parallel to the issues of the disciplinary proceeding within the district municipality. So that report is ready. I must apologize, Chair, for not following up that we should finalize the process of sharing it with the select committee. And then, Chair, on the letter that I have received for this meeting, my understanding in terms of the letter was that I'm here for the Section 139 engagements, not for the report. Would have submitted it as well. It would have been a reminder that we've not yet concluded the process with the select committee. But my sincere apologies for that. But we can immediately, after this session, we can send the report, Honorable Chair, to you for your attention. But this concluded. My apologies for that. Thank you.
That is why you see the executive mayor and the acting MM of Bojanala here, because this meeting was to deal with that matter. It's a long outstanding matter that is very much important for this committee, as does this committee. So we want to know what happened with regard to that forensic investigation. Over to you, Honorable Bitumelo Migo.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson, members of the committee, honorable members. Chair, let me firstly apologize for submitting the report late. I must say that it's not in my nature that I leak and then the report comes late to the committee. It's something that I will make a follow-up on. And I must apologize and say that to the committee. As the department, we are respecting the committee. There's no way in which we can not respect the committee, and we know how important it is for the committee to play oversight role on us. It's something that I will check in the office of the HOD. Why did they send the report late? But I must apologize in this committee to say that we really are apologizing for giving you the report late, because Honor, it's not right that you get a report that has 72 pages and we want you to process that report today. It's not right. I really am apologizing and accepting that something wrong that we have done. But as I have said, I will make a follow-up and check what has happened, why is the report being handed over today. The other thing that I will make a follow-up, Chair, you are right to say that, honorable members, we need to make sure that we get our house in order. I will also make a follow-up on the letters that we have sent to the municipalities to check why did they not become part of this meeting today. And that report that you want to check on the invite, that can be furnished to your office tomorrow or today, because it's there in the records that the municipalities were invited. In this meeting, we're only having administrators who were part of those municipalities, but the mayors are not here. So it's something that I'm going to make a follow-up on, Chair. But I'm really apologizing on the inconvenience that we have made as a department. It will never happen again, Chair. Thank you very much.
Okay. Can I just say that going to the attention of the delegation from the Northwest, that 13 municipalities that are under administration is a lot. This province is followed by KZN with 8 municipalities, and out of 8 municipalities, this committee has recommended that 4 of them must be out because they have received other steel audits, others unqualified reports, and when the province presented before this committee, we were quite satisfied that there is progress registered in terms of extricating the municipalities from the crisis in which they were finding themselves in. And 13 is a big number out of the 22 municipalities in the Northwest. It means over 2/3 of the municipalities in the Northwest are in a crisis situation in terms of Section 139. Therefore, concomitantly, we expect the province to take this situation very serious, and just how the province conducts itself, how it does its business, how it relates to municipalities, how it relates to the NCOP and presenting the report, should exercise and demonstrate that the province is committed to resolve the problems of these municipalities. And as matters stand, it doesn't really inspire confidence. It doesn't, you know, show that the province really wants to solve this particular problem. As I also indicated, this is the last province out of the 9 provinces that we have engaged. It's the last province. We have not, and we had to postpone this issue based on the situation that obtained, especially around the fact that there was clash of meetings, the province was not ready, and second and thirdly, that the passing on of the MEC made us to understand the situation that the province finds itself in. But it's quite important, I must say, that it's quite important that the NCOP finalizes its report on all the interventions in the country. And we can't be delayed by one province, Northwest. And I would love to say to the MEC, please look at that. Consider it. This is an important matter for us. We take it very serious. We take it very serious that we've got to postpone our meeting because of your inability to submit the report on time. And given the magnitude and the volume of the work that is before us, it is quite difficult to just postpone the meeting that is properly scheduled, that is properly convinced, that we have thoroughly prepared and readied ourselves for that meeting in terms of our program. Now our program is going to be seriously disrupted because we've got to intervene and resolve this particular issue. Now, as a way forward, I propose the following, that we must receive that notice that went to all the municipalities with the annexure, that the remittance slips that shows that yes, these municipalities were invited, and that must happen before Friday. That is the first thing. The second thing is that within 7 days, we are going to negotiate with Parliament to allow us a space so that this meeting is held. That is quite important. Thirdly, we resolve that the forensic report on the Bojana situation will be forwarded to the NCOP by Friday, and it will be distributed to members. But in the 7 days that we have the meeting, we expect that the provincial government must come here, and we are going to check the availability of the head of government, the premier, because these matters are very, very much important. If he's not there, the two MECs are okay. They ought to be here together with their HODs. They've got to attend this meeting. But in addition to that, we want all the administrators in the municipalities where there were interventions, the 13 municipalities, whether they still an intervention or not, we want those administrators to be present. But we also want all the mayors and municipal managers of all those affected municipalities to attend this meeting. We will, when we start with the meeting, discuss why, and expect them to give us feedback why they have not attended this meeting of today, because they are obligated. As I indicated, nobody is making Parliament a favor to honor its invitations to attend its meetings. They will have to explain to us and tell us the reasons why they have not attended this particular meeting. In that meeting, we will again consider these two aspects, the issue of Bojanala as well as the 139 interventions. With regard to the issue of Bojanala, we are going to expect that both the departments must brief us on progress registered to date in terms of dealing with that particular matter. They must speak to us on the forensic report. What are the highlights of the forensic report, its findings, its conclusions and recommendations? They will have to address us on issues of consequence management. What is it that has happened since the report was tabled to council? Are there any civil matters proceeding? Are there any criminal matters proceeding? What do we do in terms of dealing with those particular issues? And thereafter, we will deal specifically with the Section 139 interventions. I think this is how we are going to proceed. As I indicated, I will not specifically tell you when the meeting will take place, but it is going to be early next week. We are going to request Parliament to afford us the opportunity to have this meeting, because this meeting is critically important, is long overdue, and it must happen in the interest of what is happening there and in the interest of helping the province in terms of what is what we consider as a crisis in that particular province. I may lastly just add what Honorable Karen Fesser said, that I'm also from that province. I feel a bit embarrassed that things have got to turn out in this particular manner. And up there, we expect that the provinces must work very hard, especially as we, members of the NCOP, we represent our own provinces in the national sphere. This is who we are. We are representing our own provinces, and we've got to be proud of our own provinces and the work of our provinces and support our provinces in the national sphere of Parliament. We'll do so, but also in addition, as I indicated, I just want to be sure that Saldas will still have to be invited to this meeting. And Salga, we would love to hear your view on the interventions. We'll afford you that opportunity to address this meeting on your view about the interventions. And if you want to, you can as well address us on the issues of the Bojanala district municipality. I think with that, honorable members, let's end it. take this opportunity once more to thank everybody attending the meeting, especially our delegates from the province of the Northwest, led by the two MECs. We'll meet them sometime next week on the day and the time that we shall specify. On that note, thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair and members. Thank you.
Bongile, sir.
Thank you, Chair.